And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. We have a pair of instrumentals inspired by America's favorite pastime, talking about baseball, from Hasco Enjoyments, man behind the bat, J.P. Hassan. And the band Jolie Led will join us with a couple of cuts of their own from their second album, Creatures. And both of those are total home runs. Plus, Americana artist Leslie Jordan and a tribute to Mike Peters of The Alarm. I'm Tom Brusseau. It's good to have you with us. And let us begin the day, shall we, with a gentleman by the name of Andy Halsey, whose style I would describe as AM Gold. You know AM Gold. That radio that you tune into when you're riding on the back roads, those country back roads, and you find that perfect song. And that perfect song is so smooth. That is Andy Halsey. He's a guitarist and a singer-songwriter, and he's going to join us all the way from Kent, England, from his rooftop, no less. And you know what? That's perfect, because the title of his song that's going to start our show today is called Party on the Rooftop. I know you're going to love it.
There's a party on the rooftop happening. There's a party going on downtown tonight. Crowds are gathering, buzzing with delight. I can hardly wait, anticipating when they will begin it. I'll be there in a New York minute. There's a party on the rooftop happening. There's some magic in the atmosphere. Cameras flashing, colors clashing, everybody's here. Come from far and near, dancing, laughing, loving and forgiving. A better way of living round my way. There's some music playing while it plays. I heard someone say it's so hard to find some peace of mind these days. But out in the moonlight, it's okay. There's a party on the rooftop happening. Good times going on downtown tonight. You're invited. Thank you.
The song I'm going to sing for you today is the title song for the new album that's coming out later in the year. The title came to me in a dream, actually. I had a dream where the words step up were depicted on a background of orange and yellow stripes, vertical stripes. I don't know why I had that dream, but I decided that I should probably do some form of art related to it. So I wrote a song eventually. To be honest with you, I didn't write it straight away because I actually thought, well, that's a great name for an album. And for the last few years, we've been working on that album. It's been delayed for various reasons. And it wasn't until maybe a month or two ago that I thought, oh, hang on a minute, I haven't got a title song for that album. I haven't got a sort of title track. So I wrote this, which now at the moment starts the album, and I'm very happy with it. The only thing I'm a bit worried about is that recently politicians have started using the expression step up in this country, in the UK, and I think maybe more around the world, and it's a bit like shoulder to shoulder at the time of the Iraq war. It's slightly disconcerting for me because I'm fervently anti-war and not a very political person. In fact, it reminds me of people like Bruce Springsteen who've complained, or Fleetwood Mac who were happy to let their songs be used at political rallies. I kind of, you know, hope the song does really well, but at the same time, I hope it isn't noticed by any politicians, because the idea of them using it at their dreadful political rallies is not something that I particularly like the idea of. But I do hope that you like the song anyway, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be invited onto the Great American Folk Show. I've only recently started listening, and I really enjoy it, and I'm a real supporter of public radio. Over here in the UK, we have the BBC. I love the BBC. I think people think it sometimes gets politically mired, and they're always trying to cut back on the funding. But if you take a broad look at it, it's a real positive force for good, like the NHS in this country. Much loved and much fought over and much, you know, pronounced about by politicians all the time. I'm not that political, like I say, so I've probably mentioned politics a bit too much. Suffice to say, it's a song about motivation. It's a song about getting up and doing things you feel you should do. So if you're laying on the sofa at the moment eating biscuits or cookies, I think as you call them, then this is a song that might inspire you to get up. Or if you really like the cookies, then just might inspire you to eat more of them, which I thoroughly recommend. I'm going to be doing that shortly myself, maybe. But before I do that, I'm going to sing this song for you, and I really hope you enjoy it. And once again, thanks to Great American Folk Show for letting me do it for you today. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope I get invited on again at some point if I'm lucky. All right, have a great day, and here's my song, Step Up. If a day arrives when you're on your own, working to survive, if your love has flown, do you know that it's true? You could change your life according to you and all the things that you do. Just figure out the role you want to play, 'cause if you play it right, you might find yourself a better day. Add up all the things you've never done, and if you feel inclined, then break away, live it on the run. The time of your life has just begun. The time of your life has just begun, so come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, step up. Don't waste this situation. Make a choice, take a chance, get a voice. Alter your destination, step up. Choose where you're going to. Find your dreams, 'cause you may have the means to make your dreams come true. I don't know why, when sun shines in the sky, we sit and wait for a call. When time's going by and there's no use denying, now's the time of our lives for us all. When the city lights call out your name,
if you play it right. You might find yourself a better day. Add up all the things you've never done. And if you feel inclined, then break away, live it on the run. The time of your life has just begun. The time of your life has just begun. So come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, step up. Don't waste this situation. Take a chance on a new circumstance. Use your imagination. Step up. Choose where you're going to. Where there's a will, there's a way. Up until a celebration's due. I don't know why, when sun shines in the sky, we sit and wait for a call. When time's going by and there's no use denying, now's the time of our lives for us all.
You just heard a song by English singer-songwriter Andy Halsey. The song is called Step Up. And then before that, we played one from his record. That song, Party on the Rooftop. This is the Great American Folk Show, and I'm having so much fun here today. My name is Tom Brousseau. New music from the band Jolie Lead, a band featuring Nina Nastasia and Jeff McLeod, Clinton St. John, and Morgan Greenwood. Now, if you've ever taken French, you know, like in high school, then maybe that phrase, Jolie Lead, means something to you. It means something to me. It means what it means. And what it means is pretty ugly. Now, it's a term of endearment. It doesn't actually mean pretty ugly. It means kind of like shabby chic. It's a perfectly weird expression. The French are, well, I've got a French background, so I'm just going to say it. The French are pretty cool people. The band, Jolie Lead, back to the band. They formed at the suggestion of famed indie producer Steve Albini. You might remember his name. Of course you do. He produced bands such as the Pixies and that great one, In Utero by Nirvana. God rest his soul. And I think it's pretty cool that they formed because of him. Albini was someone who was a scary judge of talent. When he said something would go well with something else, everybody listened. Jolie Lead's album Creatures is their second, and it is dark, but it's got some space to it, and it is totally unsuspecting. Check out this one. It's called Holly. And then Nina Nastasia will step in to share a few sentiments on the collaborative process. Here we go.
With tetrazine, with Adderall, with cocaine, codeine, alcohol. Then it's Holly, where'd you get your name? Then it's Holly, where'd you get your name? Then it's Holly, where'd you get that long brown hair from? Holly, where'd you get your name? Was it in Memphis?
It was in Memphis.
Was it in Fresno?
It was in Fresno.
Was it born in Lake Ontario? Was it a life that you couldn't live in? Then it grabbed you and the light got dim. I've got my own mistakes.
Jelly Lead is the first band I've ever been in, so everything about recording our album Creatures was completely new to me, especially just in the decision making. I'm so used to doing everything, like deciding everything on my own. And the four of us and Colin Stewart, who engineered and really produced our record, shared in all the decision making, which means that any one of our suggestions could be voted out. But the great thing I found about working with Morgan, Jeff, Clinton, and Colin is that everyone is willing to try anything and with an open mind. I have, in fact, been voted out of an idea, and I've thought also that a song was going completely in the wrong direction at times. And what I found was that once I sat with the final decision, I came to really love the end result. And that is the absolute beauty of collaboration with an ideal group of people. I feel extremely lucky to have landed in this creative family. And I use the word family because I truly love each and every one of them. I wouldn't want this record to sound any other way than it does. I've learned so much, and I think being in this band is going to make me a better musician.
Here we go.
2, 3. The maniacs are screaming down the hall, and I was the cause of it all. I couldn't think straight about this, about anything. Spilling our guts in the silt, in the sand. We all cleared out when the wall started splintering. Down in the flats where the creek runs clear,
creek runs clear.
The black sheep's coming back with a gun and a beer. Maniacs are screaming down the hall, and I was the cause of it all. I couldn't think straight about this or about anything. Nerves are getting frayed in the song machine. Blue eyes and green eyes flooding back to me. Meet me in Brisbane where the grass once grew.
Grass once grew.
We're living and we're dying like the brainwashed do. La di da doo di da, this song's for you. Spilling our guts in the silt and the sand. We all cleared out when the wall started splintering. Down in the flats where the creek runs clear,
creek runs clear.
The black sheep's coming back with a gun and a beer. We're living and we're
dying with a ranch land's hum. La di da do di da, this song is done.
It's the Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Brousseau. It's good to have you along for the ride today. You just heard the band Jolie Led and an unreleased track that they sent in called Ranch Land's Hum. It's an outtake from their new record, Creatures. I highly recommend it. Okay, musicians. Musicians. They're really an interesting lot. If I take a step away from who I am and I look at all the musician friends that I know, I mean, there's a great deal of them who went to school and they studied it. But then again, most musicians that I know didn't study music. They aren't musicians. They probably don't even claim to be. But they're artists. They're connected to the entire spectrum of elements. They're like mantis shrimp. They can see colors that nobody else can see. I mean, they're beyond musicians. They're artists. They paint and they dance and they're into fashion. They brew their own beer. They make guitars. They teach, they work on cars, they're into comic books, and yeah, their J-O-B just happens to be that they're musicians. It's kind of like our next guest. His name is J.P. Hassan. He's a tour manager. He drives a car, and he deals with contracts, and he sets up all of the arrangements. In fact, that's where I first got to know him. He did the tour managing for John Reilly and Friends a couple of years back, and gosh, we had such a great time. J.P. Hassan is his name, and he's done these tours, these successful tours, for comedians like Tim and Eric of the Tim and Eric Show, Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim. Comedians like Eric Andre, everybody knows who he is, very successful. It's not an easy thing to do, by the way, tour managing. I mean, you have to stay awake. You always are the designated driver. You have to take care of the band, and you have to make sure that there's no flat tires. I mean, there's just lots and lots of things that you have to do and you have to be aware of. The responsibilities are great. The organization skills, I mean, you can't just like kind of know what you're doing. You really have to know what you're doing. J.P. Hassan is his name. And under his band name, Hasco Enjoyments, he's released a brand new record. It's an album of instrumentals, and it's entitled Wow. That's the title of the record. But there's a catch to it, all right? Every song is like the title of a short story. I mean, let me read you a couple of them. Got it right here. Finance, Fashion, Healthcare, and Sports. That's the title. Another title is Armed with the Jagged Shard of an Ortega brand taco shell. Sometimes my dad is an eagle. It reminds me of that Bob Dylan song, Ballad of a Thin Man. There's a line, something happening here, but you don't know what it is. Okay, I'm going to spin you this song. This is a beauty. This one is entitled, The Seattle Mariners Are My Favorite Baseball Team. Our guest today is J.P. Hassan. You just heard a song from his record. Wow, that song title is The Seattle Mariners Are My Favorite Baseball Team. J.P. is not only known for his gorgeous and lush scoring, but also for his creative song titles, which I've been getting at here. These inventive, these original, you know, kind of like Raymond Carver-like headings draw the eager listener in to play this one next. And incidentally, like Raymond Carver, America's great short story writer, J.P. is also from the Pacific Northwest. And I swear, it's got to be something to do with a nutrient in the water or the sun or the rain. I have no idea. But most musicians I know are writers. And most writers I know are musicians. The wonders of the Pacific Northwest. I asked JP about his writing background. Did you ever write short stories when you were a kid? And here's what he had to say about it.
Well, I took a short story writing class when I was 15 with my dad at a community college in Seattle. And I think that's probably the last time I ever attempted to write an actual short story. I think in the years since, I have always written stuff or expressed a story through my visual works and my songs. But maybe I should try it again. I don't know. Well, I think historically, most of my songs, instrumental or otherwise, have been written on bass, but more recently on baritone guitar. I have a little home studio, and there being no one else around to tell me when something is a bad idea or is played incorrectly, it's allowed me just to kind of go for it and let things take shape as they naturally do. I didn't have a grand plan going into this recording project. It took several years of writing things and not forcing things, and which is a big difference than things I've done in the past. So this has been probably my favorite project and process, and I'm the proudest and happiest I've been with the results.
J.P. Hassan is our guest. His new album is Wow. You can find it under his band's name, Hasco Enjoyments. It's one of my favorites of 2025. Here is the album's opener. It's entitled, It's Okay to Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog If That's What You Want to Eat.
Thank you.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. It is May. May. And my. How quickly that winter just seemed to go, and pretty soon the spring and the summer. And I am really looking forward to the summer, and I bet you are too. This is the Great American Folk Show. My name is Tom Brousseau. Our next guest has many influences, and they're varied. For one, just in general, the Americana genre, that acoustic, that live, that real thing, that sometimes dusty thing. She's influenced by religion in her band with David Leonard, All Sons and Daughters. She has pursued scripture meaning in C.S. Lewis. And she's influenced by the power of harmony. And I think that this is evident when you listen to her new record, The Antagonist. Harmony's all over the place, maybe in part because she is influenced by harmony and she is influenced by Americana, but also she worked with Kenneth Pattingale of the Mail Carton Kids. And if you know the Mail Carton Kids, they are all about harmony. It's so much fun to see that. These two voices that come together, three voices that come together to make a whole new other world of sound. But Leslie Jordan is also influenced by her grandfather, and that's where the title of her record was sort of birthed from. The title of the record is The Antagonist. Robert F. Scott was her grandfather, who back in his day traveled all the way west to California to submerge himself in the budding beat poetry scene. Check out this track called All Things. And Leslie Jordan will join us afterwards with a live session.
First cup of coffee, the hum of a train, the books that you left on the shelf, the wrongs you can't right, the times that you tried, the last of these being yourself. All things, you finally learned, finally. All things, you finally learn to love. The fears that you ran from, the debts you can't pay, the old highs that no longer thrill you. Hands left unheld, the head still unwell, the poet you had to let kill you. All things, you finally learned, finally learned. All things, you finally learned to love. Single-minded for your headline night, straight to the edge of the world, with all of the things you carried with you. All things, you finally learned, finally learned. All things, you finally learned, finally learned, you finally learned, finally learned to love.
Hey, my name is Leslie Jordan, and I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I've been a songwriter for most of my life, and I toured in a band for about 10 years, came off the road in 2017. Been writing music with other artists for their projects for the last 8 years, and within the last 2 years, caught a vision for my next record. This is my first solo record. It's my debut Americana record called The Agonist, and it is a concept record based on the writings of my grandfather, Robert S. Scott. He left his family in the 50s when my mom was just 4. She spent most of her life not knowing much about him. He moved out to California from Indiana, sort of chasing a dream to become a beat poet. He loved Jack Kerouac. He loved On the Road. I think his vision of his life was that he would be someone who followed the muse. He spent a lot of his life alone, writing most of his story down. And we didn't know this until after he passed away. In 1995, my mom got a phone call from her aunt, my grandfather's sister, saying, "Your father has passed away, and I'm in his house cleaning things out. Is there anything you would want from him?" And my mom remembered a conversation she had with her dad when she was 18, and he told her he wanted to be a journalist and that he went to college for a year to become a journalism major. He loved writing poetry and short stories and had actually written her a poem one time. Recalling that conversation, she told her aunt, "Can you see if there's anything in writing that he has?" And about a month later, a box showed up on her front doorstep, filled to the brim with journals, notebooks, poetry, short stories, you name it. This man had written his entire life down. It took my mom about 30 years to go through all of his work. Back in 2015, she started to tell some of her story to me. She's working on a memoir, and she would share some of his writing with me and some of her writing with me, and I became more curious. And so she photocopied all of his poetry for me and sent it to me in a binder. I sat with it for about a year, year and a half, and as I read more and more and more and became more aware with this person who was my blood relative, I wondered if there was something deeper in it for me. As a songwriter, we're always looking for inspiration, and I found a lot of it in the pages of my grandfather's work. There is this longing to communicate something, and I could feel that in his writing. And I asked my mom how she would feel about me writing a companion album for her memoir. And as time went on, that evolved into, "Is it okay with you if I write a concept record about your dad?" She agreed. And so the last 2 years have been really more me focused on how can I tell the story of my grandfather and do it in a way that honors him and honors my mom, but also doesn't necessarily glorify him and the choices that he made. And I think that's a real fine line we have as storytellers, which is to tell the truth and to show the broken parts of someone's story, but also not give credit where credit isn't due. And I think he made a lot of mistakes in his life, but I think his writing really shows me that he was attempting to reconcile those mistakes. And I guess that's all we can hope for our own lives, that if we ever make mistakes, we are given an opportunity to make those things right. And so I've taken those stories, as many as I could, and I put them in my debut Americana album titled The Agonist. The Agonist is a collection of 10 songs, all original, written here in Nashville with some of my dearest friends as we combed through the stories of my grandfather to land on about 20 songs, which I then pared down to 10 for this album. The Agonist was produced by Kenneth Pattingill in Los Angeles, California in the summer of 2024 with an incredible cast of musicians. It was an amazing 6 days of tracking live in the same space, no headphones, no click track, just listening to each other sitting in a circle. And you get to hear that magic that happened in that space. I'm so proud of this record. I'm really excited to share it with you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
I'm selfish, I can't help it, in search of secrets never told. I'm tethered, this weather is too hot to feel this cold. I like to remember that misty afternoon, gambling with pennies that were born to bear no I've carried it around. Now it seems that you have to. But sometimes, Sylvia, the lever and the seat could both stop killing you long enough that I can watch you waltz across the page. I've chosen a road in innocence and nevermore. These poems so lonesome, should I just nail them to your door? When was it, Sylvia, the day we climbed the lane? I tried to tell you, but the right words never came. I couldn't cross that bridge, and so I gave it your name. But sometimes, Sylvia, the lever and the seat could both stop killing you long enough that I can watch you.
Well, this song is called Talking Cornhuskin Blues, and I wrote this song in 2002 when I was living in San Diego, California. I was sitting husking corn one day in the countryside of the Iron Town, but it couldn't have been too far away. I could hear them bring that hammer down. They were stamping on plates, making plates for the war. I pulled 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I pulled a little more. I pulled so much I had a pool. I bet them I could pull them all. I said, get the hat and pass it around. Every time the basket's full, I give a yell that I was done, and a pretty gal would come around and give to me an empty one. I said, what's your name? She wouldn't say. The nectar from the yellow cob soaked both of my hands up. Need some grease for the frying pan. Come to me and I'll give you some, and don't you worry, it won't hurt you none. Now it just so happened the time of year when honey is harvested, and sweet yellow corn oil happens to be a bee's best friend. And there I was, the landing pad, and the keeper made his bees mad. So he let them out, he let them out of the bag. Ooh. Now there's the flight of the bumblebees looking for something sweet. Pretty soon the word got out, pretty soon they were chasing me. I ran away with my hands in my pockets, saying please don't trip. I took a jump in a trough that the horses drank out from. I skinned my knees in return the drinking water I had been drunk. But I found a horseshoe, I got bad luck. Ooh. I headed for the chicken coop, I couldn't even find the door. Remember what the Bible read, a plague of locusts on your head. Except for these were bees instead. I figured that I was caught, I just as soon just give up.
I raise my hands in the air just like honey to a bear. Come on, come you all. But it only took a couple of stings to remind myself to run again. I headed back to where I came, to the girl with no name, but she wasn't there. She was running just like me. Yes, sweet yellow corn oil is a busy bee's best friend. But if you've got a little noise, rest assured you won't get bit. It's like mustard gas and roses to them. Now I don't mind, get to town, take up working at the mill. Bring that heavy hammer down, day and night on the steel. And I might go deaf, but that's my beeswax. At least there's no yellow jackets around. Talking corn, I'm skinning blues.
This is the Great American Folk Show. I am not Tom Brousseau. I am Eric Dethridge, the producer. Tom is kind enough to let me fill in for this final part of today's show because he knows that I am a massive fan of The Alarm. Saw them many times back east where I'm from. In fact, they played one time at a community college where I went to school, and they rocked out the quad like it was their final show ever. They really meant pretty much everything they said and played.
68 guns will never die. 68 guns are battle cry.
When you think of the words anthemic rock, you know, you probably think of U2, and certainly they came out at around the same time, so it was unfair when The Alarm got comparisons to U2, or some people even derisively would say, well, they're sort of a poor person's U2. But they really had their own unique sound and their own sort of firebrand, passionate live shows. In fact, one of the biggest shows they ever played was opening up for U2 in their native Wales at Cardiff's big stadium. And people are still talking about that to this day. They're not talking about U2, they're talking about the opener, The Alarm. But it was their album in 1984, Declaration, that really got them on the map with songs like 68 Guns and their usual show closer, Blaze of Glory. And whether they're playing a packed stadium in front of tens of thousands of people or a few hundred at a bar, people filing out of those shows are raising the roof, chanting the chorus to Blaze of Glory. They had fans everywhere around the world. They had a hit record in the U.S. finally called Eye of the Hurricane. It was sort of their first foray into the U.S. charts. That happened in the late 80s. That featured the timeless song Rain in the Summertime. Mike Peters, the blonde, maned, ever-positive, ever-smiling frontman with so much infectious positivity, was what you would focus on during an Alarm show. He just lifted everything up. The band was great and tight, but man, did Mike Peters really embody the word frontman. Well, he would put that positivity to use when he was diagnosed with blood cancer more than 30 years ago. And he would tell you that his positive attitude, as well as playing songs around the world for cancer patients and cancer charities and going to the top of mountains to perform his songs like 68 Guns. I think he was atop the highest mountain in Wales. He went to Kilimanjaro as well in Africa. And of course, he had people coming with him, and that's documented as well. If you want to look that up on YouTube. And Brandon Flowers, speaking of that, he recorded a tribute, The Killers frontman, to Mike Peters that you can find online as well. Mike was awarded the prestigious member of the Order of the British Empire for his tireless work for cancer charities and for documenting his journey to inspire others. Mike Peters of Welsh Anthemic Rockers, The Alarm, was 66 years old.
You just heard our show producer, editor, and uber fan of The Alarm pay tribute to Mike Peters, the lead singer who died this week after living and thriving with cancer for the past 3 decades. And that's our show for today. Thank you for listening. And thanks to our guests, Andy Halsey, Jolie Led, J.P. Hassan, and Leslie Jordan. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer in Chicago, Illinois. Elizabeth Brousseau helps out with the digital realm. Ann Alquist is the director. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorak family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. I'm Tom Brousseau. May you always find the sun until we meet again.